Blake, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
Good. You ever tore your Achilles?
I have never torn my Achilles. No. I tore my calf, though, like 2 months ago.
Doing what?
Working out. Just overworked it and couldn't walk for a couple weeks.
Really?
That's a bad injury. Yeah, you bet.
You have to have the boot on for that?
No, no. You just got to take it easy.
Okay. Now, is that because you're having too many beers? What's the effect of beer and when it comes to health and fitness?
Well, you know, it's funny because it's a touchy subject. Lots of guys, you know, as a former elite level curler myself, it's a big part of our sport. And, you know, I play a little bit of rec hockey and, you know, I hear a lot of guys talk about, you know, their favorite part of the whole experience is going for the, you know, a beer with the guys after the game. And, you know, it's just interesting to hear people's perception about, you know, what you think it's doing for you. Cause I think a lot of guys, you know, they certainly think it's a good thing. And, you know, there's those one or two articles that they may have seen that, you know, it's good for carb loading or, you know, helps you sleep better or, you know, maybe helps you relax or something like that. But, you know, the reality of it is quite a bit different. So, you know, it depends too. Like if you're talking about after a game or, you know, some guys even like to have a couple before. And so, you know, it does different things and it's important to kind of understand what those things are. But most of them aren't real good. So
now everything in moderation, of course, makes a difference. Does timing of the beverage make a difference? Like, obviously, there's very few people that are drinking first thing in the morning, obviously, before they work out. But, like, if you just have one beer, that's not going to be an issue, is it?
Well, you know, it is a little bit because, you know, and especially if you're talking about before working out or before you do, any sport. Because what you'll typically find is that, you know, it really inhibits your ability. I mean, it doesn't give you more energy for sure. One of the things it'll do is it kind of shuts down your liver a little bit, or it causes your liver to be short on oxygen, and it interferes with its ability to generate ATP, which provides the energy for you know, any fight or flight. So that, you know, that's one bad thing that it does. It obviously it inhibits your circulation and you know, makes it difficult for your body to distribute glucose. It can dehydrate you. Obviously, you're not as mentally as sharp. And a lot of times too, if you look at injuries that happen in, you know, curling or hockey or anything like that, and even on the gym floor, you know, lots of times it's just little mistakes that people make because they just weren't mentally sharp. So before a game is definitely not a good thing, even if it's just, you know, one beer in moderation. And so the question kind of comes to, well, what about after a game? Because I mean, you play hockey, Jason. I'm sure that's probably got to be one of your favorite things to do after a game, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I think it's important. You know, I don't know if it's the worst thing in the world to do. I think you just have to know what it's actually doing for your body. So a few things happen. Number one is, you know, it diminishes what's called your protein synthesis. So it really, what it does is it stops your muscle growth, and it even decreases the amount of human growth hormone that you have in your body. So you don't have as much, if you're going to work out and you're trying to build muscle, if you're having a couple beers afterwards, you're not doing yourselves any favor. The other thing it does as well is it interferes with your digestion of protein. So if, you know, you're trying to have a protein shake afterwards to really boost what you did in your workout or, you know, your practice, you're just going to find you're really working against it. And you know, the other thing it does too is it often, and it depends on the person, but it does interfere with your REM sleep. And so that's another big part of the recovery process that actually, you know, makes you stronger and faster. So, you know, it depends what you're trying to do. I mean, if you're just out there to have fun and the sport you're doing is for relaxation, you know, having a couple of beers afterwards is not going to kill you. But if you're actually, you know, if you're doing it to lose weight or to build muscle or to be stronger, faster, it's just important to know that, you know, carb loading is a real thing, but using alcohol to do it is probably not the right move.
So then a lot of guys out there, like, you're trying to tell me that you want me to play rec hockey and not have a beer afterwards. So what, like, is it, Where's the fine line, though, as far as it really making any sort of damage? Because some people are like, hey, you know what? I get enough exercise. I want the, quote, dad bod right now. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and that's great. And, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, so it's just important to know that thing, know what it can do for your body. And you know, no one's saying that you can't have a beer or two after the game, and you know, anything in moderation is great. But you know, it is important that if you're trying to strive for something, I mean, there's a lot of guys that listen to your show that are aspiring young athletes, and they're trying to go somewhere with hockey, and you know, they go to a 2-hour hockey practice, and then afterwards they go for, you know, a dozen beers with their buddies. That, you know, they got to understand what that's doing for their chances of you know, successfully moving forward. For the average guy that's going for, you know, beer league hockey, you know, I think it's about making good choices. Moderation's a big thing. You know, it's funny, you know, everybody loves their beer, but there's been actually a couple studies that have come out that have actually shown that, you know, just a small, like as in one or two shots of orange juice and vodka is actually better for you. It doesn't have all the negative effects on muscle recovery, and you know, it's a drink that you know, might be a little bit fruity, but it certainly is a way to sort of have that relaxation and you know, get the social effects out of it, but not do yourself too much damage.
So would vodka orange juice be better than vodka water?
Well, the reason with the reason that they throw the orange juice in there is it does that is the carb loading that they talk about being able to do at the end of it.
Sure.
So absolutely. I mean, water is the key, right? Staying hydrated and getting water back in your body after you've been out on the ice. I mean, that's massive. Even just chugging a couple of glasses of water before you go and you have your pitcher of beer. That's, you know, that does you a lot more good than not. So.
So what we learned today is for those, you can still have a post-game beverage, but if somebody wants to put the orange juice in the cooler and have a vodka with it, that might be better.
That might be a little bit of a smarter choice. And I think, you know what, nobody wants anybody to not have any fun. So I think for, you know, the purposes of what we talk about, you know, you have to look at reality and it's about making smarter choices, not always the perfect choice.
Now, I'm not sure the term, but I think it might be called a shandy or something, where people mix beer and orange juice. Could you combine those? Would that be better?
I don't think beer actually has the same qualities as you know, vodka is a fairly clean alcohol compared to, you know, for example, beer.
Yeah.
Has a lot more, you know, it's got hops, it's got, you know, a lot of other things in it that, you know, probably are not working for you.
Blake, always good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm not sure if you were talking to me today as a former elite level curler, because the drinking and curling thing usually makes me an expert at this.
I was just going to say, yeah, you guys, something tells me you were like, okay, guys, I figured it out. I did a lot of studying on it. Vodka orange juice is our post-game Breyer championship drink.
Tons of research has been done, my friend.
Yes, so something tells me a lot of it was in on-premise studies.
Could have been.
Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.